This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
This could change, I suppose, depending on how the next couple of weeks go. But a study from Burbio, that's a data company that aggregates school and community calendars, they say more than half of K-12 public school students are going to be in class virtually this coming semester. That means parents are buying different kinds of back-to-school gear as we settle in for the longer, haul. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more now on the latest disruption to the back-to-school economy.
Shopping for school supplies for his kids this year? Not easy for father of three, Scott Witt of Menlo Park, California.
It was terrible. It was really kind of informed by a combination of panic and uncertainty and pragmatism.
Because he still doesn't know if the kids' classes will be in person, online, or a mix. This spring, when his children had to abruptly finish the school year at home.
You know, we sort of duct tape and band-aided a school together.
Back-to-school shopping is mirroring what parents may have bought for themselves at the start of the pandemic, says Daniel McCarthy, a marketing professor at Emory.
We need furniture to make sure that they've got a good learning environment. Where do we go? Well, wouldn't it be convenient to have that furniture shipped to our door?
Last week, e-retailer Wayfair posted its first profit since going public, driven in part by the work and school from home situation. And IKEA has seen an uptick in kids' school furniture. The National Retail Federation's Catherine Cullen says parents are also buying laptops, tablets, and
families also are more likely to buy things like speakers or headphones this year. If you have multiple kids learning at home, if possibly one or more parents is also still working from home, the family does need a sense of privacy.
With all that comes a lot of spending. Rod Sides, a retail analyst with Deloitte, says
we figured with the pandemic and with unemployment that perhaps spending would drop.
But Deloitte research actually found it went up by 2%. Father of three, Scott Witt, ended up buying a mix of everything, notebooks, electronics, and three desks.
The kids now feel, even with all this uncertainty going around, at least they have this sturdy place to work that is not doubling as a kitchen table.
The cost? $1,200 for the desks alone. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.